here I come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is.
And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. If you have a home improvement hang-up, help is on the way. You can send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is now on the job. This is
Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you, too, can give us a call, 773-763-9278. And Robbie will answer your questions right away.
I sure will.
And then, of course, Rich and I will geek out about some product you bring up. And then, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you end up having to do a whole
alert
for that. Because
it's okay.
Now we're geeking out on it.
Well, I have two things to talk about. First, I'm going to get to a caller who left a question with Trixie.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to ask about Weepoles.
Weepoles?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, Weepoles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Uh-huh.
Remember those?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay. Rose from Display.
What the hell are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Rich, what did you call me during the break?
Stop. For the
very
love of
interesting
God, stop.
Woman.
No, that's not what you said. No, you said you're a very strange woman.
Well, we all know
you're
that.
A very strange individual.
No, you said woman, but...
First, you have to be able to sit in here every week for 3 hours with us. So, you know, that doesn't take a normal woman to do that.
Right.
It takes a special kind of woman.
Yes, it does.
We're not morons. Okay, Rose from Displains called, and she wants a recommendation for a good drain cleaner that won't harm her pipes. Very good question, Rose, because, you know, if your pipes are old and rusting out, won't drain cleaner just make that problem worse?
It can. And some of them, if you have PVC pipe, well, actually, or ABS plastic, some of those cleaners will actually just go right through and eat through the plastic, too. So you really have to be careful about that.
Is that bad?
Can be. Although, if it does eat a hole through the drain pipe, it does tend to drain very nicely then.
Yes, just not where you want it.
Correct.
Okay, so again, you're telling me, yep, you got to be careful, but you're not answering the question.
Well, you know what I like to do is, like, it depends on what you're trying to clean out of there. 9 times out of 10, your drain has got, you know, grease in it. So I'm just a fan of pouring hot water down the drains. Now, if you've got a clog in a trap, then you use one of those little stickies with the hooks on it, and it pulls all the hairs or whatever out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, you should not need any kind of chemical drain cleaner.
Yeah, you know.
Just saying.
I don't think I ever use it. You know, if it's rotted out, and I guess I need to know what sink she's having problems with.
Rose, can you call back?
So, if it's a kitchen sink, then, you know, they do have an enzyme. That if you go to the local hardware store, they have an enzyme that you can, you cook it up with a spoon and you put it in some warm water, you mix it up, and then you pour it in there overnight, and then those enzymes will start to eat away at the grease and slime that's in those pipes, and it'll help do that. And if you do that over, you know, over a period of time, and then once it's done and it's flowing good, you do it once a month, then that'll help clean them out. And especially if you've got an older home that's only has 1.25 inches, you know, a drain for the kitchen, a lot of times you that'll be part of the problem. So you can't change all that out. So, you know, you get the enzyme eating stuff that goes in there, and it's like a powder, and it just, it looks like that fiber stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that, Metamucil?
Yeah,
that you mix in there. So it's Metamucil for your pipes. That's really what it is.
Nice.
But Rose, really, call back 773-763-9278 if this didn't help.
Uh-huh.
And they can get a little more specific for your problem.
But those enzymes are safe. You don't have to worry about them eating through. It's not like you're pouring fire water down there that just goes through and burns through everything. So
yeah, I mean, we used to use some of that liquid drain cleaner that you'd pour in there and all that, and it was amazing with the cast iron and the galvanized drain waste and vent system, how hot they would get.
Yes, yes, it's amazing. It really is. So, before we move on, the Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, support services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information, you can visit them at SBACIL.org. And what about the golf outing thing? Are you going to do the golf outing thing? You going to ride around with Elliot?
I offered.
And be his personal assistant?
I offered to be Elliot's personal assistant. Elliot, who runs the SBAC, who's the, you know, president and CEO or whatever. I said, hey, you know what? I will be there at the golf outing because, you know, free food.
Yep. We have our tickets, by the way. So yes.
Something about help, free food. Right. And wanting to help everybody, free food.
Free food.
Yeah.
Having a great evening, free food.
Oh, are you kidding? Yeah. You know, and we've mentioned this before. I like to volunteer for things. Say it, Rich.
Free food.
Yeah, I do like to volunteer for things. So if you guys have any, you guys, listeners, have any events, I volunteer for lots of things.
Free food.
Yeah. I volunteered for, like, you know, runs, like 5K runs to help out. I volunteer at rummage sales. I volunteer all over.
Mugfest.
If there's free food, you just let me know. Anyway, so yes, there is the SBAC is having the golf outing. It will be an awesome event. And the SBAC is really cool, too. Yes, I will be there. Now,
Rose called back.
Okay. Is she on the phone?
It's the bathroom.
Okay.
So that's a hair clog.
That's a hair clog. Go get one of those zip strip things that you just you push down in the drain and you yank it back
out.
Yep. It's a little plastic strip and that'll just keep it clean. And that's usually just a hair clog that happens right in the trap. And so if you can keep
it on the pop up lever.
Right.
Pop up lever starts catching hair, and you could pull the pop up lever.
Yeah, they're
out,
not.
But that's
they're
kind
not.
Kind of a pain.
Reading the rest of the note, they're saying it's a bathroom drain. There's no grease or anything. It's not clogged. She just wants to make sure and keep it clean safely. In which case, that would be baking soda and vinegar.
You could do that. You could do the enzyme, mixing up the enzyme and pouring that in there.
Yes.
Yep.
So if you want to make sure, do those things. You can still use that little.
Zip strip.
Just, you know, occasionally just to make sure that there's nothing caught in there.
Right.
So, Rose, we hope that answers your questions.
We
will get back to my trap or my weep hole question after we take a message from North Shore Mike.
Oh, yeah? We're going to...
North Shore Mike.
We're going to the phones?
North Shore Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
You're a strange man.
How's it going? Listen, I just wanted to say something. Well, of course, last week I couldn't get through because of the phone problems and all.
Yes.
But prior to that, on the last two times that Ron was unable to make it out of the show because of personal situations, and then the one time also that Rich wasn't able to make it too, I think there was that one time where both of them couldn't do it.
Yes,
I just want to give you an atta girl and give you some accolades. Robbie did one heck of a job.
Yeah.
She kept the ball rolling, didn't miss a beat, and I just want to say I was proud of her.
Gosh, North Shore Mike.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the guys kid around with you and give you a hard time and everything, but you know what? When the cards were down and the station needed help and needed somebody to take control, you were there, and you did. I'm telling you, I was so proud of you. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
you did it like it was your own.
Who are you? Do I know you? Does anybody recognize this gentleman's voice? I don't.
Well, it's a good thing you got an oversized door in the studio, anyway.
Yeah, we turned the keys over to the Mighty House bus tour, and she did a fine job keeping it between the lines.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Really,
and I'll
thank
you. Something else. Yep. In radio, there are two female. Announcers on radio, especially in Chicagoland here. And one is Felicia Middlebrook.
Yes.
She's got an incredible, incredible voice made for radio. And the second one is Robbie Earhart. I want to tell you, Robbie.
I'm not sure, Mike. I don't know who you are, but this is just...
I'm not blowing smoke when I say this. Your voice... No, really, true. It's true, Ron, and I'm not just saying it. But I think she deserves to hear it, you know, because everybody beats on her all the time. And I think just once in a while, somebody's got to say something positive, especially when it's the truth. And Robbie, you've got a beautiful voice for radio.
She can't take Mike. She hates compliments.
Goodbye.
She hates compliments.
Goodbye.
Just keep pouring it on, Mike.
Click. No, click.
And now,
goodbye. Goodbye. Now, Press the button.
Now I'll go into something else. I remember I called in, oh, gosh, it's got to be about 2 months ago, and I said that I had the bathtub that was clogged up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this plumbing company that has an alphabet name to it.
Okay.
And they came out, and, boy, they wanted to sell me the farm. You know, we're going to have to run new pipes. And I said, oh, it's going to cost me hundreds of dollars. And he said, no, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars.
Uh-huh.
So I said, thank you. Here's the door. Well, we had talked about this, you and I. And there is a product, and this the last caller that asked you about this. It's called Unique Natural Products, and it's a super digestive, safe drain opener. And you pour, oh, gosh, I want to say for slow drains, you mix 1 cup to 5 to 10 cups of warm water, and you pour it down the drain. Let it sit for a minimum of 6 hours. It's best if you let it sit overnight.
Right.
And then just flush it through with warm water. I did that on my tub like 5 times. The improvement was minimal. But then you and I know this one product, you know, fire water.
Yep.
Which is just incredible. And then I took and I ran fire water. And lo and behold, it opened it up. And it's been running great ever since.
So, uh-huh.
That's something for the general public to know about, especially if you've got one of these plumbing companies that, you know, want to make a good year out of their year financially by running pipes that you really don't need.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. That fire water is dangerous stuff, and you got to know what you're doing with it and be careful because it is some wicked stuff, but it works. It does work.
Absolutely.
So do you have a final comment for Robbie?
No! Please.
Fine job.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, Robbie. Really proud of you.
Thanks,
great
Mike.
Great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All righty.
Bye.
Okay, moving along. Moving along. Okay, we have an email from Catherine, and she says she was thinking of our little mouse friend named Cheddar, and she wondered if we've ever heard of this book called Mouston Abbey.
No.
Yes! Yes, thank you for sharing this. It's like Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the eldest daughter is Lady Ricotta. The middle daughter is Lady Mozzarella. The youngest daughter is Lady Fontina. Okay, Monterey Jack is the footman. Miss Swiss is the housekeeper. Bree, the Countess of Stilton. You know, it's Countess Gouda, the Earl's mother.
Wait, Bree, the Countess of Gouda.
The Countess of Stilton.
Stilton.
Yes.
Jeez.
Stilton. Yeah.
Countess Gouda, the Earl's mother. Oh my gosh, it's a book. It's a book. Mouston Abbey.
Is that a coloring book or a short story?
It's a storybook.
Is a pop-up storybook?
I don't think so. No, it's not. Oh my gosh, this is so cute. And then you can get little animal. Little mice. Ooh, little stuffed mice to go along. If anybody's interested, go on Facebook and check out Mouston, Mouston Abbey. There are a million people who are fans of Downton Abbey, and you'd probably really like this. Come on.
Okay.
Okay. It says, Mouston Abbey is the brand new title from successful and popular children's publisher Make Believe Ideas. The story is centered around a family of knitted mice along with their devoted servants. Aww. They're prepared for their Cheesemas celebration.
Oh, God. Thankfully, the music's going to play here in 10 seconds, and we'll be
but
done
Lord
with this.
But Lord Roquefort, a very forgetful mouse, has lost the great big cheesy diamond.
All right. Hey, you know what? Are you okay, Robbie?
Thank you, Catherine. This is hysterical.
All right. So Cheddar, is Cheddar in your... Cheddar's probably not even in your...
Leave Cheddar alone.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We'll be back right after this with the people from Devon Bank.
Woohoo!
And we'll talk to them and see what's going on.
Should we locate them?
We did. We found them in the green room. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
first
we'll be
place
back.
We should have looked.
Right after this, you're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
One, two, three, four.
Pay my gas bill, so they're gonna shut all my heat. I can't pay my gas bill, so they're gonna shut all my heat. Without that bread I need, and you can't even warm your feet.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Coming up at 9:40, we have the Mighty House Greenhouse, sponsored by, wow, Devon Bank. I've been a Devon Bank customer for over 25 years, and they're great people to work with. They're locally owned, independent, and committed to our communities since 1945. You see that? Without that bread, you can't afford anything. You need some bread.
That's your tie-in with Devon Bank?
You need some bread. Where are you going
to
go? You've
got to have bread to pay the gas bill.
Keep That's right.
I thought it was like mice feeding them bread. I had no idea where you're going with that.
So if you happen to have
Love
a home.
Love Devon Bank. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, if you happen to have a home or you're wanting to buy a home, there's one place you can really go, I think, and Wes, do you have an idea maybe where somebody could go if they were looking for they wanted to buy a home? You have any idea?
I'm thinking Devon Bank.
Devon Woo-hoo! Bank would be good. And Kim could probably help with that too?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Devon good. Bank.
Pull that right up in there. Pull that mic a little closer. There you go. All right. There we go. Now we can hear you better. Good. So, okay, you guys are from Devon Bank, and you guys had a new loan program you're coming out with here, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you not prepare them for the questions you were going
to
ask?
No, I never do. I like coming in from left field.
We just let it go.
Yeah. They don't like that.
I know. I know.
Well,
so, but you guys,
the loan program.
You're out there rolling out these loan programs for homeowners and businesses, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, why would somebody want to work with Devon Bank?
Well, I'm part of the commercial banking team.
Okay.
And, we work with business owners primarily. And, if you own a business and you're looking for a working capital line of credit, looking to purchase a building, buy some equipment so you can produce more widgets,
uh-huh.
We're there for you.
Okay. Well, the women that were here last week. I think we need to put you in touch with them. They have the.
Yes.
They're wanting to do the. What's that?
I can't think of what it's.
Shared harvest.
Yes, and it's a community co-op. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Shared harvest coop.
She wants to start a. They're starting a like a local
it's grocery,
a grocery store.
Store, but it's
right
for seed to table.
You know, instead of going to the farmer's market, you would come to her place then, and she would have all that stuff there.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to them.
Yeah, that'd
be
sounds.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like because. You guys want to invest in the local community here, right? That's the whole idea of this.
Absolutely,
of
yeah. We're a community bank.
And where?
That's, we're at Devon and Western Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an office in Wheeling and in Glenview. So we have three branches.
Mm-hmm.
And plus we have a branch up in St. Charles.
That's just does the mortgage stuff,
yeah,
right?
It does mm-hmm. mortgage.
Just
yeah,
a home loan
yeah.
center.
Yeah. So when you walk in, when I walk in over at the Glenview Bank, it's, hi, Mr. Cowgill, how are you doing?
Sometimes they call you Santa Claus.
They know you by name.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Do you turn around and look for your father when they do that?
Yes, I do. But, you walk in there, it's just, it's like going to your local diner. You go in, you sit down, you have breakfast, and you have a bunch of friends, and you know everybody there. That's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Do they give you hugs?
No, I don't know.
I got hugs.
You get hugs?
Yes. Can I
wait a minute.
Can I say
Bill?
Why? Can I say why I got hugs?
Why'd you get hugs?
Because they walked in and they gave me a $100 donation to the MS fundraiser that I'm doing. I am shocked. I am thrilled. I'm very happy. I like hugs.
Uh-huh.
That the hug was awesome. So that's another reason to like, they're all about the community.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You got two hugs. Actually.
I did. Yeah. I did get two hugs. So I'll bet you guys do a lot of things like that. You know, you do a lot of giving back to the community. Probably a lot of people come in and, you know, sell the Girl Scout cookies in your lobby or something, you know, strange like that. And you've been at the Devon location for a long time.
Yes, we
have. How long have you been there?
1945.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good because usually banks are just like gobbled up right now, you know, and to find a local bank that's truly local, you know, some of them claim to be, but then they're owned by some, you know, huge bank somewhere, and you just don't know who you're talking to anymore.
Yeah.
And at least when I go to the, I know I go in there, and you know, Amita Shaw is right there. She takes care of me, and I go up to the desk. Everybody else is there, and everybody just knows who I am. And if I have an issue, I can call up or I can stop in and say, hey, we need to get this resolved. Here's my problem, and then boom, like that, it's taken care of.
Who knows what that big empty lot is on Western by you guys? There's what side of the street is that?
Our parking lot?
No. On Western and Devon, that big empty
that would
lot
explain all the
that's
crowd
been there
cars.
For years and years and years. Do you remember what that was before it was a big empty lot? So it's, I'm trying to think. It's the west side of the street. You don't know the big empty lot that's been there forever? The movie theater that used to be there?
Oh.
No, you don't?
It was an old bowling alley.
Yeah.
There was a bowling alley there?
Yeah, yeah.
It's by the river.
Right? And through the woods.
All right, now I'm confused. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue amongst yourself, because go ahead.
Well, Ron, you asked why do you come to a community bank? Interesting story last night. You know, we do as you do. We get entertained and go out and have dinner and things like that. Well, last night I went into a restaurant, and the lady saw that I had a Devon Bank shirt on, and she goes, I've been with you for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, you have the best people.
Mm-hmm.
You have the best people. And that really made me feel good because, you know, while these guys are the expert in the retail products, my role is in the employee hiring and development and training and things like that. So for her to tell me you hire the best people, that just a great compliment about the culture and what Devon Bank stands for. And if you really want to try on a different bank and get that different feeling, we are the ones to come to.
I guess, you know, it's like comparing it to Cheers.
Right.
You know, because you come in, there's friends there, you know, whatever issues there are, you end up standing around talking to people and, hey, what's going on with this? How are the kids? That kind of stuff. It's not just a cold place to come in and do your banking. People know you. They care about you. They want to know what's going on, and they want to help you. And that's what I like about it. So, you know, I never had an issue there, and that's why I just keep coming back.
We're solutions oriented. If you have an issue, we'll find a way to help you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what really sets us apart from the big box banks, as we like to call them. You know, we like to, you know, we'll spend the time to get to know the client, figure out their needs, and, you know, base a solution on what they really need.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to do that is by spending time with them, getting to know them, and talking to them.
Right. And just not another phone call. You're not just another number at Devon Bank. And
right.
I think that's what we're trying to say. So if
it's
you're
not easy to find a privately held or small bank anymore either. I mean, they have all been gobbled up.
Right. Do you know how many there are locally in Chicago that are truly Chicago that are local?
Not many.
Yeah.
Not many.
I can't think of any others.
We've had the same ownership since 1953?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I was up there on the south side, I was with a bank called Interstate Bank of Oak Forest, and I was with them every bit of 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were privately held, you know, and I could go in there, and same thing. Knew everybody by name. If I needed something, boom, done. It was a piece of cake. And they went under, like a lot of banks, you know, with too much lending.
Right.
And, you know, you're at a loss then. And, yeah, dealing with corporate banks is no fun.
Right.
So are do you guys hold the notes then? Or do you guys then just like process this and then sell them off? And so then you end up having to pay somebody else.
In the commercial banking world, we keep everything in-house. You know, we manage everything. We have a team of bankers with over 100 years of experience. And we've got one guy who's been with the bank for 30 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's pretty much unheard of, especially in our world.
Right.
You know, you have a lot of moving around that takes place.
But if you guys are holding that note, then you're also invested in that community. You want to make sure that company's going to do good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And move forward with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we work with our business owners. We want to see them become successful. So we're trying to find opportunities for them all the time. And, you know, we do what's right for our clients.
Right. Then, okay, so if somebody wants to come in and they want to refinance, you guys have competitive rates versus anybody else? Because you hear the commercials all the time. Give us a call. We've got the best deals. How are you guys going to compare to those big companies like that?
First off, you got to read the fine print.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I can get it for 1.9, right?
Right. The guy who talks real fast in the fine print that, you know, there's a lot of different parameters that are out there that, you know, that you can buy the rate down. And, you know, if you pay a ton of points up front, then maybe you could get a really low rate. But that really, you know, in the end, you're still paying a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I shouldn't just be looking at bottom line rate.
Absolutely not.
Well, the problem is, too, that I don't know that everybody out there that is shopping or looking knows that rates change throughout the day. So the rate can be totally different when the market opens in the morning versus when it ends at the end of the day. And it can be really different throughout the week. So you really do want to meet with somebody that gets to know you so that when you sit down and you trust them when they say, hey, this is where rates are trending, this is a good day to lock in that loan and go from there. So you just don't want to buy rate, you know, because somebody says they have a 1.9 or a 2.2 or whatever it is, because Wes is absolutely right. There is something hidden there. They're either expecting a bigger downstroke or you've got to buy the rate down, different things like that. So it's unique that you meet and greet the people that you're going to ultimately trust that will guide you in financing and that you think is really out to your best interests. And that's where Devon has niched itself. We've stayed local, and we are relatively small, obviously, but, you know, there a lot of good things come in small packages.
Now, you mentioned Wes, but who are you?
I'm Bill. I'm Bill from the HR group, and I take a lot of pride in the people that we have. We have a very diverse group of people at Devon Bank. On any given day, if you walk into the branch, we speak over 30 different languages.
Wow.
We can take care of your needs, whether you've newly arrived here in the United States or you're third, fourth, fifth generation Americans. And we're happy to say that no matter who comes into the bank, we know we'll be able to help them.
And communicate with them.
Absolutely.
And who's sitting next to you?
Kim's being very quiet over there.
Remember I said good things come in small packages?
Aww, thanks, Bill. Yeah, I'm Kim, and I run the retail division, the three branches. So when you come in and you want to open an account, the people who open your account, they're under me. So, yeah.
I like what you said about that it's a diverse bank. So I was getting at the empty lot across from you guys. It's mostly on the corner. It was a movie theater, and I worked there.
Oh, okay.
And that was our bank. Devon Bank was the movie theater's bank. So I feel like, you know.
There's a connection there.
Like 35 years ago, that was our bank at the movie theater. Wow, I'm old. Anyway, the neighborhood has changed so much, you know. So when you say it's diverse, it's when I was there, it was a completely Russian-speaking neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. We would, whatever. You don't need to know about me. Anyway, so it has changed. And you can go there, and there are so many different cultures there. So it's nice to know that anybody can just go in and find someone who speaks their language. It's an amazing neighborhood. And Wes, who are you?
I am a commercial banker.
Mm-hmm.
What? Where are you going?
No, I just wanted to ask because, you know, it's hard sometimes, you know, after you're talking to people for 10, 15 minutes and then the listeners are like, I don't, did they say who they were and where they're at and what they do? And do you guys have coffee?
Oh, we do. We do. We've got good coffee.
Okay. That's important. That's important.
And sometimes we have cookies, too.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And different types of cookies, ethnic cookies, that are just absolutely delicious.
See,
because we are
bribery to get you to come into the bank.
Absolutely.
I mean, really.
You don't want to do the drive-through. You don't, you know, you could do the drive-thru if you want, but...
Yep, but you only get dog biscuits.
Oh, you guys have dog biscuits?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That is awesome.
We do.
They
and
gave
dum-dums.
You better breath and whiter teeth.
Yeah.
And lollipops.
Okay, who started the dog biscuit thing? I mean, like, in general, in banking, dog biscuits through the drive-thru are one of the best things. Can I bring... That means 1 minute left. Can I bring my dog in? There are some places that you can bring your dog in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do. We let our customers bring the dogs in the bank.
That is so cool.
So there you go, dog
friendly. As long as they don't bite.
You know what I say? You just never know.
Or
you know?
The other thing.
The customer or the dog.
Exactly. You just... Okay, so people, listen, you can bring your dog in. That's a big thing for dog owners.
We are dog friendly.
I take my dog
everywhere.
Well, that's
better than leaving him in a hot car.
Yeah.
Well, you can go through the drive-thru and you can get the doggy biscuit, but if you go into the lobby, dogs love that. Okay, we got to wrap it up. Sorry.
Devon Bank, where locations there, Kim?
Glenview, Wheeling, and Chicago.
And where can they go for more information?
www.devonbank.com.
Is there a general number that they can call?
773-465-2500.
Excellent. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. And thanks for making the donation to Muckfest.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys. And
bring your
we'll
dogs.
Talk to you soon.
Thank
bring
you
your
so
dogs
much.
To Devon
Thank
Bank.
You.
Thank you.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. This is Mighty House with Ron Cowgill. Answering all of your toughest questions about home repair. Get all your answers from the experts. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And so Lady B is signing up. She's out there getting her bank account signed up with Devon Bank.
Which is really nice.
Yep.
I like the friendly, personal touch.
Yes.
And the cookies and coffee.
She's all about the food, really. That's what it is. Mm. Oh, hi, Laura.
Hello. Good morning.
Are you ready for your song?
I am really ready, yes.
Okay. You're all psyched up today, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be... Well, it's beautiful outside.
Awesome outside right now. The Mighty House Greenhouse is sponsored by Devon Bank, your home improvement financing experts. They're locally owned, independent, and committed to our communities since 1945. They're great people, and I personally recommend that you visit them online at devonbank.com. That's devonbank.com. Okay, so before we get started, Laura, I got to tell you, ooh, I was whining about no green beans. I have little green beans
so
this week.
So do I.
What happened?
I don't know.
What's the deal?
Well, you know, my husband reminded me that this is what happened last year, too. I don't know. But after we talked, I went and looked at my plant, and I have little beans, too.
I looked yesterday, and I have they're 4 inches long.
Yeah.
There's only three of them, but they're there.
I don't have very many either, but I was so happy.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. It's one of those mysteries. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, the vines are, like, just all knotted up and grown over themselves. I mean, it's not like they weren't they weren't growing very well.
Well, and actually, my I don't know about yours, but my vines started to lose leaves, and they were getting a little powdery mildew. I let it go, but I was thinking, oh, this is not good. And then I looked up, and there they were. So
no, mine have nature. I have a 6-foot stockade fence. I let them grow up the fence. They are winding, and it's like it's Jack's beanstalk now. They're winding together and still growing up.
Mine is too. Mine are 10 feet, at least 10 feet high.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I don't know how I'm going to harvest them up there. Oh, actually, my husband created a pulley system, so I can lower the vines down. And...
Oh, I thought he was going to lower you up, raise you up and down.
Yeah, he could try that. It'd be a pretty strong pulley.
Yeah, well, hey, you never know. You know, you could do the flying thing. You know, you go like Peter Pan, kind of just flying through.
Oh, yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, like how they put you on the harness. And
yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, cool. So I'm sure that's what you came here to talk about today.
No, I came here. One of the things I wanted to do today was plant a seed. An idea in everybody's mind, since this is the time of the year when you're starting to think about, oh, things are winding down and looking at your garden and trying to figure out, you know, what you want to be doing next. I would like to plant the idea that those of you who have perennials, keep your plants up all winter to provide food and shelter for our animal friends out there.
Cheddar?
No. I mean, seriously, if you see right now, your cone flowers and stuff are probably starting to just lose their petals and there's just a seed head there.
Yeah, it's so
and
sad. That,
well, it, actually, it's not, because if you're watching, you'll see yellow finches on the seed heads, and you'll maybe sometimes you can't see it, but you'll see the results, because the heads start to look a little gnawed out, and it's because the birds were there. And so people now start thinking about, oh, fall cleanup, and I've got to cut everything down. And
that's what I do. I walk through everything with the lawnmower. Whoa.
That's what you said. Just mow it all down, right?
That's right. Whatever comes back next year is strong enough to be there.
I want to challenge you. To leave a section up and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay? And everybody out there. And the other beautiful thing.
But it's like all these dead leaves. It's nasty looking.
You know, yeah, maybe if you
see, I used to do that with the wild grasses. You leave it all go, because then in the winter when you do get the snow, it looks awesome.
It does look awesome. And
then you cut them down in the spring.
Yeah. And in our garden, in the back especially, when we look out the window in the morning, there's such drama out there, because even if we had a windstorm and there's snow on top of things, it's just there's a lot of visual stuff to take in.
I'm going to make an official complaint. I don't like your topic today, and I don't like Rich's topic for tip of the week today.
Okay, then.
Wow. Okay, well, then.
I didn't know we had to run these things past you prior to the show.
Rich is talking about fall cleanup and getting ready for winter. Uh-huh. You're talking, I don't want to hear that.
But I'm talking
about. I want to be in my little bubble of.
Summer.
Summer bubble. I want to stay in my summer bubble.
Nice T-shirt you have on, by the way.
What is it?
Your Turks and Caicos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, nice Laura, place. What about things that don't have seed heads, like the milkweed? Do we still need to keep that plant up for monarchs, or is it done and done?
Well, monarchs are starting to migrate, and the flowers aren't there anymore. So, they're not attracting a lot of insects.
Chop it down.
Insects. No.
Chop it down.
But the other reason to keep plants up all winter is the plants are healthier in the spring, because the tissue, the stuff that's dried out and is staying up all winter above ground, actually protects the root system of those plants underneath the soil. When they bend over in the winter because of the weight of the snow, they actually act as a blanket for the structures underground. And as we know, milkweed can come back year after year.
Right.
So I do not cut those down either.
But it can come back. I'm just thinking, I get the seed head thing. I leave all the cone flowers. I leave everything with the seeds. But maybe that was a bad example. If you have another plant that doesn't have the seed head like
that. It's still, let's talk about peonies.
Okay.
Okay. Peonies.
That's a little dog, right?
Yeah.
Peony.
Oh. No,
peony. Or a hosta. Those don't have a flower.
Mm-hmm. That was a chihuahua.
They just leaves. But if you leave those leaves standing, leave those leaves attached to the plant all winter, they provide insulation for the root system.
See, I chop them down. Just over with the lawnmower.
Well, try.
And I put
I
it
like
on
hostas for that. Hostas yeah. take it well.
Yeah,
but what
do.
If you put a cover over, like I do like the straw or hay thing that I put over? You still don't need the leaves because you're putting a covering over anyway, right? Like a mulch or something.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay.
But...
And what about peonies? Talk to me about peonies. Because they get the black...
If you've got the black spots mm-hmm. on your peony leaves, that's caused by a mold, and I would cut those off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, something I can cut down.
Yes, you can. And peonies are dormant now. So if you cut them, even starting now, they're not going to start to regrow.
Dormant already?
Yeah. And so
I mean,
are iris.
That's pretty early, isn't it?
No, yeah, they just, they're signaled by other things besides temperature to go dormant. So I would cut them off now. You're okay, but don't compost those leaves unless mm-hmm. you're doing some compost that gets pretty hot because that pathogen can survive and you'll be spreading it around next year. So there are some things, I think you're right, that you selectively look at, but that's what you do right now when it's beautiful outside. You go out in your garden, you look at these things, and instead of just coming up with the idea, I need to cut everything down, you start to look at selectively saying, I'm going to leave this up for the birds. I'm going to leave this up for winter interest. I'm going to try something. Maybe I won't cut this peony down because it looks okay. It doesn't have black spot. And I'm going to cut this peony down because it does have black spot. You know, so you just kind of start to evaluate things. And again, I'm just planting the idea that maybe...
Planting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you, you know, try yeah. a different approach. The other thing I wanted to talk about
uh-huh.
was... yeah.
Positive thinking? Or
positive thinking.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Is at this time of the year when things are winding down, we gardeners
oh,
are like...
Again.
Going, what should we be doing?
Uh-huh.
So... Now is also a great time to start thinking about taking classes. If you want to be in the more professional track, you can go to the colleges and take a class in horticulture, whatever. You can enroll in the Master Gardener programs through the University of Illinois, which are great 16-week courses for you to learn different aspects of gardening. There are talks at the garden centers like Red's. We have our fall series of talks that have a lot to do with keeping things, deciding what to keep up and what not, soil health, what to do with your leaves, mulch, that kind of stuff. And magazines, which I love, because, you know, in the winter you're just looking out the window and it's snowing outside and you can have coffee in your magazine. There's a lot of great gardening magazines out there to pick up and share.
Didn't the Botanic Gardens open a new educational center, too?
They're opening. I think that's opening next week. And I've seen them building it. It's right off of Lake Cook Road. It's a beautiful place. And it's right near the children's garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually thinking about taking a class there.
But they're starting to do more and more of that, too, right?
Yeah. Well, they've had a pretty good education program. And in fact, I think they've partnered with some of the... universities like Loyola and Northwestern, but they've never had like a place where they hold all the classes.
And now they have
Now they have a place, and it's supposed to be beautiful. I think they have an open house next week.
Hmm.
So it would be, you know, that would be a great time to go to the Botanic Garden and see that too. Maybe they have free food. I don't know.
Yeah, doubtful. Yeah. Speaking of food, I was going to ask about the garden at Red's Garden.
Yes.
How are your plants? How is your crop?
The tomatoes, there are, when I was there last week, there were tons of fabulous red tomatoes.
My favorite.
It's really, and the corn is great. The squash is great. The chilies are now being harvested. So.
Oh, good chilies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we had a question here. Okay. And that's why my phone is ringing, and I'm so sorry. Okay, we have a maple tree, not me. We have that has many leaves with quarter-sized black spots on it.
Yep, I got that too.
Is it? It's a big tree. Is this a bad condition? We'd hate to lose the tree. Would want to try to save it if we need to.
Yeah, you know my tree has it too. It looks like tar spots, and that's caused by a fungus. It's not going to harm the tree, especially at this time of the year when the leaves are getting ready to fall.
Stop it.
You know, I like this time of the year. I think from a gardening point of view, you're starting to get ready for next year. So
No. I like the harvesting part right now.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's the impending cold and
that's
snow.
That's what we don't like. So coming next year, impending, is the fungus going to come back?
Well, if you chop up your leaves and leave them under the tree, there's a chance that that pathogen will survive the winter and reinfect the tree. So it might be a good idea if you have a big problem to try to clean those leaves out. If you have people that take your leaves away, which I would argue against, but that's another topic, maybe not, that's not an issue. But if you keep them on your property and chop them up, you might
But we're
spread
good for
the
next
disease.
Year.
Yes, we
okay,
are.
Okay, thank you.
Stop over at Red's Garden Center, 3460 Dundee Road, Northbrook, Illinois. And happy Labor Day.
Yep. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.